Good morning or bonjour to all of you.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Hello.
Yeah. How do you feel after last night?
We feel very, very happy to finish the tour on this gig. And it was very, very exciting. And also we are a bit tired because it's the last gig and we had a lot of technical difficulties before the show. And as the show was very good and all the technical difficulties were solved, we were very happy.
Just for the listeners of Auroville Radio, you are the Scratch Bandit crew. Right?
Yeah.
Can you introduce yourself a little bit?
Each one?
Somehow, yeah.
Vas-y, si on commence.
I am DJ Sir, Scratch Bandicoot. I am DJ Geoffresh, Scratch Bandicoot.
I am Remy, I am the light designer of Scratch Bandicoot.
I am Supa J, the Scratch Bandit crew, of course.
And there are two more also important members, and because I think it's the teamwork.
Yeah, okay, Thibaut and Flavien, who take care of the tour and the management.
The management. The music is very original. There are some soundtracks, there are some scratching, there are some remixes. How this music, how these songs are sculptured?
We call it scratch music. It's using the turntable, not as a player, but as an instrument. And all together we scratch instruments like bass or a voice, drum, etc. in order to make original tracks. And sometimes we on stage we do some remixes, but on our CD we are like a regular band doing his own music. Yeah, it's in India it's very, very new, I think.
Yeah.
But you know, in France it's new too. It's there are very few bands like this in the world. So we are so happy to play here and to.
So if you go back, you're coming from France, and what is the occasion, or what was the reason to brought you in India in the first place?
Because we start to tour all around the world since the last year, because we have a lot of scenography, like with the lights or with little instruments we've made, homemade instrument.
And have you seen on the stage last
night? And in France. We go by truck, you know, and we didn't want to go in other countries without this scenography. So we had to work on a show more light, you know, more light technical show, but with all the things we have in France. In France, we have like big lamps, you know, and on these lamps we have little instruments. So we took this little instrument and we put it on a lamp, small little, and we used to adapt it in France before coming. We went to Mexico and then Taiwan and then India last year.
That is a part of the world tour, but in all, I think that at least this concert last night was in the those set of events for Bonjour India.
Yeah.
So it was probably also sponsored by them. Eh?
Yeah. And each time we go in other countries, it is thanks to Alliance Française, a French Institute. Yeah, l'Institut, l'Alliance, il y en a un autre ici. Yeah, and French Embassy, and it's a.
So you were supported?
Yeah.
You can live out of music?
Yeah.
You can make living?
We are not dead.
No, I don't mean that. But the way I see it, because you design your own instruments, you're really passionate.
Yeah.
How long are you together already?
The band is started in 2002, so it's 10 Whoa. Years old. And we all started to scratch, like in the middle 90s. So it's been a long time.
And the original tracks, the ideas, they are really well supported with the visuals, yeah? Who is the owner, who is the creator, that you create the story together? Or, because last night I was watching, it's like, that is complete thing, that it's one being. And I know that it's probably product of really teamwork.
Yeah, we have video. First video, we work with a graphist, a street graphist. And a motion designer. Street graphist is Brusque in France, and the motion designer is Ice Cream. So they made the video that you saw in the show, and I do the lights, and we try to have a complete show with lights and video, and to in order to decontextualize.
To put in a context, yeah.
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 That's right.
For the DJs, because, you know, they are doing their part that, behind their technical stuff, and we need to find something to make them move. That's why new instruments, the instruments on the lamps, and to create something to deconstitute,
to put out,
to put out of the context.
Well, good morning.
Hello.
Hey.
Ça va?
The lady's a part of the team.
What?
The lady's a part of the team.
Yeah.
And our contact
in India.
Members of the French agency.
No, but all along I had the feeling that it's like a story. At least each piece was a story, and then it was two. I could say it's a set of the stories. It's continuing, no?
Yeah. Because we do music. It's instrumental music without singer. Yeah. So we wanted the people to be the audience, to be in a whole universe, not only in the music, but in a like surrealistic universe with video of you know, the graphism are only drawings, and it's like
manipulated.
Yeah,
it's like also a scratching, you know, like
you
stop it, freeze it, and go further.
It's a story, but it's a story. It's not very narrative. It's like a landscape, you know.
It's probably more about emotions, feelings, yeah.
Yeah.
Because to me, at least, it brought one to was really kind of sad, blue, maybe. You all of you are from one city, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all. The band is from Lyon.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone is from city near Lyon, so we say we are from Lyon, but I am from Lyon, Cyril too, but he live in Toulouse.
Yeah.
Geoffrey is come from Haute-Savoie.
From the mountain.
Haute-Savoie.
That's how I live in Lyon.
Where?
Rémi is from Saint-Étienne.
Yeah.
Flavien is from Villeurbanne, Vienne. And Thibaut is from Reims. It's a lot of cities.
So all around.
Yeah, but yeah. The band is in Lyon.
How you found each other? The timing?
Because when we started, there was not internet or something like this to learn how to scratch, and we had to to do it ourselves and to learn ourselves how to do it. And we were always looking for people who had
the experience.
Yeah. And one day we realized that in our town there were other people doing it. And when we met, we quickly did some tracks and quickly we went on stage and doing.
Beside that, any of you play instrument? Beside the scratching instrument.
So when we was young, everybody played instrument. Mm. But after we want to stop for another thing, like turntable, because when you are young, you want a free instrument without without school. I don't know.
You want to go further than.
Yes, without rules. So we go into the turntable because it was really free. But yes, we've got some classical instruments when
yeah, we used to do like Geoffrey did piano, and Cyril he did asalatos.
What?
Asalatos.
I'm going to learn asalato because when we were in Taiwan, we met one guy who played this little instrument. This is a African percussion with the both hands.
Yeah,
the name is asalato or cascas. There are many names. And I always play with it and make them crazy because it's and I'm not good at all. So.
But when you start to scratch, like us in the middle 90s, as there were no teacher, it was very hard to learn scratching. But it was
also more fun, no? To learn by yourself and really find out things.
Yeah, but it's also very exciting, and it's very creative because you are in the creation. Because nobody told you how to do it. So you have to create your own style, and with the other instrument like piano and guitar, people teach you before you find your own style.
Yeah,
so
you have to do that.
Yeah. It's
that
it's a different way to learn the music.
Yes, when I say it's free, it's in this way, not in the way of technical, but the way.
Yeah, it's true. So you guys started with a vinyl record, probably, yeah?
Yeah.
And the classical disc.
Yeah.
But the gadgets, I saw that there are lots of gadgets, and I read on the webpage that you guys designed some of them yourself. What was this small one? The small disc?
Yes, it's a phone. Yes, we do... together this instrument, and it's like a scratch guitar.
Uh-huh.
It's a phone.
Phone?
Yeah.
But it's big like that, yeah?
Yeah, it's phone of the mountain, you know? SOS in the mountain.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Yes. So on that one, you attach what? A record or?
No.
It's amplified?
Like, you know, on the bike when you do this, on the light is...
Yeah,
it's the same things. So we take the electricity on it, the signal, to control some synthesizer in a software.
Also amplified. All this stuff, all the turntables, all the scratch tables, all the computers, and you brought with you, eh?
Yeah. No, not the turntables. Because. The turntables we use are the same all around the world, but we saw that it's very difficult to find it in India. But the turntables is part of the scratch instrument, and as the scratch is like 40 years old now, this kind of turntables are very... It's the same than in the beginning, you know. So there are a lot in the world. And
besides that music, which is really specific, what you're doing, you're creating, it's also it's a lifestyle, no?
Lifestyle?
Yeah, of course, it's a hip hop. There's probably, when you do the show, it's probably a culture, you know? Yeah. Hip hop culture which comes around it.
Yeah.
You also dance?
No.
No?
He can. Tu danses aussi?
Ah, no.
And
but
he can do the beatbox.
Or parkour or something like that.
Yeah, but in the beginning, when we start to scratch, as the turntable and all the stuff to scratch are a little bit expensive, and as we were young, we start to do emceeing or beatboxing or little dance and graffiti. And then we do scratch music, because when you love one thing of hip-hop culture, you love all the hip-hop culture. So
that's because we did, So how was that type or lifestyle and the music itself, how was accepted in India? Because Indian taste is a little bit more techno and a little bit old rock in many cases.
But we do, our music is like instrumental music. Mm-hmm. But a lot of influences, electronic has influences.
Specifically.
Yeah. But, or jazzy influences too. But Indian's audience was very focused on us and what we were doing. And it was very, very good to. Because they were interested by the way we were doing our music. And not only by just listening or dancing, you know. So I think, and people, before all the shows, a lot of people came to see us, and they tell about us that they have never seen something like this before, and they were so happy to discover something new, and it was very good experience.
Which show was the best? No, because I know each show probably got interaction.
There is a battle between the sixth time
the battle between sixth.
No. Because the crowd really, really good in each one.
It's very hard to tell because we had the outdoor performances like yesterday.
Yeah.
And indoor. So sometimes the people they had to sit. And sometimes
sit.
Yeah.
In what? In
that was sitting on a.
In a cine, you know,
the
old
theater.
Theater.
Yeah, in the theater.
We played in a theater in Pune, so the crowd was sit.
They were able to sit.
Yeah.
They didn't even shake. Or
some people dance and.
On the side, but it's cool too when the people is sitting, because as our show is very visual, it's like seeing theater or you know something like this. And
I noticed that because it was a lot of really also various ages, from young ones to really old ones who were just like really watching it and maybe digging some music.
Yeah. It's very good, but in France it's the same. So we have an audience that start with young and old people.
Yeah.
It's mixed.
So in France, which is your home country, you do the concert like that, or you do also like a party style, you know, like this really, that's beyond that. Okay, it's your compositions, but it's danceable, no? I mean, it's there's also the elements of dance hall.
Yeah. People, they can dance, you know, we play in France in a lot of festivals. But it's we want the people to know that we are not just a DJ's band, and not only DJs who put the music. And that's why we have silence.
And sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. Between all the tracks, you know, like a regular band. So the people can applaud and we start to know the track. It's not all mixed to dance all night like this.
No. But I bet you did it in the past, probably, huh? At least to make some money, no? To DJing a little bit, no?
No. Because we... No.
No, then you're really unique.
It's
yeah, because usually when it's to make money, you know, as a musician, it's not an easy way.
Yeah, but we...
So some part to, okay, I'm gonna do that in order that I can do that.
Yeah, but the things we are doing, scratch music, in a band, it's like... you have to spend a lot of time to... before you go on stage, and so you can't have other bands or do so like DJing in the night, you know, it's a lot of work, and then you go on stage and you do, but it's that's why there are very few bands like this. It's because it's very hard to...
Yeah, it takes a lot of dedication and passion
and
also discipline. Yeah.
Yeah,
they don't choose an easy way.
Huh?
They don't choose an easy way.
Yeah, but the result is obvious, no?
Yeah.
At least to me, because I was watching, it's like, what? What's happening? You don't do any other job, yeah?
No.
So that is really life, love and passion, right?
Yeah.
Dedication.
A very long love story.
How the real life love stories goes with that? The real love stories, you know, the human love stories goes with that, because I know the musicians is the real love is music. So then, and we are all human still, you know, beside the music.
Yeah.
So how that goes with it?
Yeah.
How the girlfriends or wives or maybe children?
I think it's different for everyone because some of us have children and others no. So it's we are juggling with the comment dit l'emploi du temps. The calendar, you know, every time, but it's cool.
It's cool. How many shows you go in average? You go on month.
Every month?
Yeah, I mean now you're touring, so you go probably what 20 shows or a month?
No.
A month?
No? Yeah.
No. We do 10 shows a month on the max. Yeah. And sometimes when we are doing our albums, we stop the shows and we focus on the creation.
As I asked already in the beginning, but how you sculpture the sound, you know, because it is really teamwork, or one comes with the idea, with the melody, or with a loop of something, or how that grow?
We are all scratch musicians.
Yeah, I know.
But we are all kind of different. Geoff is creating the instrument.
Mm-hmm.
Cyril is very very good technician. And I start all the composition. So all together
it's
a teamwork because everyone has different skills.
But also him and the other members of the team are also important, yeah?
Yeah.
How does it affect?
What? I don't hear.
Can you translate it?
After we do the music,
yeah.
We go in an empty stage in France, and he starts to... to work on the lights, and we bring the video, and we do all the scenography. So we do first the music, and then they do the scenography. And then
never happened that you would see these videos maybe beforehand, and then you got an idea about the music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no? It's a
a question and answer between the.
We start always the music, but then they do the scenography and we modify the music and they modify the scenography and etc.
Actually, you guys spend a big part of the day together, yeah?
A big part of the life.
Yeah, like 10, 15 hours per day.
Sometimes maybe more. Yeah. 24/7 since
you're on the tour. And tonight I go home.
Tomorrow. Because we have to go in Delhi to take the plane. So.
You happy?
Yeah.
We are very happy to made this tour, but we are also happy to come back because.
There's other stuff to do.
It's not holidays, you know. You have to work and sometimes it's cool to come on this opposé déjà.
Take a rest.
To take a rest, yeah. But in France, you know, it's like it's snowing.
So, yeah, I know.
So
the climate wise. So you started just after New Year, yeah?
What?
You started after New Year with that too. You came after New Year.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. Two weeks ago we arrived. And it was so cool and we are so happy to be here, but
to be with someone with a reasonable temperature.
Yeah. But it's if we could have holidays in India now, we could stay for 2 weeks more.
It's a top season now, yeah.
What?
It's a top season.
Yeah. And it's so beautiful and so much things to see and so much people to meet. Yeah.
India is bigger than Europe.
Yeah, because when we come in a country, we try to meet some musician or to dig some records of the countries. And in these 2 weeks, we were running everywhere to do the shows and to meet some people. And
I have to ask, but you guys haven't been in Oroville yet, yeah?
No.
You heard about it?
No. Yesterday, because someone, the man who bring us the turntables, Julien.
Julien.
Cool.
You planning to come back?
We hope so, because we each time we go in a country, we don't know if we're gonna come back one day. But if we can come back here, it's with a lot of pleasure and so exciting, so good.
Yeah, it's new.
Yeah.
Anything else you would like to add?
No, thank you to all the Indian peoples to their love and their, I don't know, but it was so cool. Thank you. Mm. I know in India we don't say much thank you, but
why?
We told us in every cities that because I try to say some words, you know, in Indian, in every cities, in all the Indian languages, and every time I ask how you say thank you, people they told me, oh, you don't say thank you.
Really, that's new to me. In Tamil, it's Nandri.
Nandri.
Rumba Nandri.
It's what I say yesterday. But,
That's something I didn't know. Thank you, Rumba Nandri.
Thank you very much.